Welcome back to Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I'm your host, Mark Smith. Just a wee reminder, I have a Just Giving page and any donations are welcome. I'm also trying to build my TikTok page, so please follow on there as well. I made a short horror movie a few years back, which I rediscovered, so I have added it to the YouTube channel. Please check it out. It's no Night of the Living Dead, but I think it's pretty good for a very low budget and the kind of technology you had on a low budget a few years back. Scotland has many ghost stories and cool locations to visit, and I try my best to find some great stories for you to listen to and possibly visit. We are coming to the end of March when we should see some improvements in the weather, and this opens up a lot of places to visit that during winter might not be so much fun. We have so many great places to check out that don't even have to have spooky stories, but plenty do. And this is what makes Scotland such a fun and exciting place to visit. Today is a very dreary day, it's very wet outside, but perfect setting for the podcast. Our first location for this episode is Bannockburn House. This old house is hidden in a Scottish woodland and was built in the 17th century. Bannockburn House is a mansion and is claimed to be one of the most haunted in Scotland. The house is over 400 years old and is located near the famous Battle of Bannockburn, where King Robert the Bruce fought the invading English. The Battle of Bannockburn took place in 1314, and after a big victory for Robert the Bruce, was a major turning point in the war, which lasted another 14 years. As you can imagine, many people lost their lives in this battle, so it's pretty much guaranteed the battlefield would be haunted. Bannockburn has a great visitor area, or visitor centre, which is well worth visiting. Anyway, back to the house. It's believed the house was built on top of Drummond's Hall, which obviously was located here before Bannockburn House. And people believe this is where a lot of the hauntings come from. It is said every room in the house has seen activity of some kind, from screams on the upper floors, doors slamming in the middle of the night, as well as a young woman appearing in different areas of the house. The ghost of a military man tugs on visitors' belongings. Another ghost of a mischievous child likes to be cheeky and play pranks. It has been reported there are angry ghosts who terrorise women in the royal bedroom, so maybe worth staying clear of that room. Dead soldiers wander the grounds, which could be due to the Battle of Bannockburn. The most famous ghost is claimed to be the one and only Bonnie Prince Charlie, who wanders the house. Bonnie Prince Charlie briefly visited in 1745. Perhaps he was so fond of it, he returned after death. The house is often surrounded by strange swirling mists. The most strange experience, which happens to some visitors, is that their wristwatches stop working in certain rooms of the house, and no one knows why. This house certainly has many secrets and strange happenings. Would you dare visit to hear the blood-curdling screams, or chance seeing the ghosts of Bannockburn House? Our next location is Dunrobin Castle. Dunrobin Castle is the castle closest to the top of Scotland and is in the middle of the Scottish Highlands. The Sutherlands have lived in this castle for centuries. The castle has been a stronghold since the 1400s. King Alexander II made William Sutherland the first Earl of Sutherlands in 1235. and the family went from strength to strength. The castle is named after the 5th Earl of Sutherland, who died in 1426. There were some disputes about ownership over the years, and the Sutherlands lost the castle to the Gordons. In the 1500s, this ended with a Sutherland head on a spear at the top of the castle, sending a message to any potential challengers. Years later, the son of this specific challenger attacked the castle, and he was killed also, but in the castle garden. An aunt of the Sutherlands then attempted to fix this and murdered the 11th Earl and the Countess in 1567. This did not fix the issue, and it remained under the Gordons. In 1745, the Jacobites took control of the castle. The Earl managed to escape on a boat to Aberdeen and joined the Duke of Cumberland. They defeated the Jacobites at Culloden Moor, and the Earl changed his name to Sutherland. With all the blood spilled, it is safe to say this castle is likely haunted. It is said a woman's ghost haunts the upper floors, and it is believed this ghost is Margaret, the daughter of the 14th Earl of Sutherland from the 17th century. She was blocked from marrying her lover by her father. She was locked in the attic until a suitable marriage was arranged. Her maid helped her escape, and her lover was supposed to wait near the castle with a horse. Poor Margaret climbed down a rope, but her father caught her in the act. Now, there's a couple of changes to the story here. It depends where you research it, but one suggested she couldn't face going back and she let go of the rope and fell to her death. The other suggested she was so scared she lost her grip and she fell to her death. The seamstress's room, which Margaret haunts, has been shut off to the public and actually sealed off. Now for our creature feature. Our first creature is a changeling. In Scottish folklore, fairy children could only survive on human milk and being born with human midwives. Due to this, it was believed human children would often be swapped out for changelings to be fed and looked after by humans. Sometimes they would even go as far as to kidnap a human mother and make her feed the fairy babies. Some changelings would stay with the humans and forget they are fairies and live a full human life. They would on occasion leave the human parents while still an infant to return to the fairy world and leave the humans childless. The human child may also stay with the fairies forever. In olden times, if humans thought they had a changeling, they would return them to the wilderness. Let's hope they were 100% correct. Our next creature is a boobry, and is also considered a shapeshifter. And there does appear to be a theme of shapeshifting within Scottish folklore. The boobry inhabits the lochs of the west coast of Scotland. It would normally look like a massive water bird. It can, however, appear as pretty much anything, including other mythological creatures. It is said to be an evil creature which preys on livestock which is transported by ship. It prefers to eat otters, which in my mind makes it just a horrible, horrible creature. Who would eat a poor wee otter? To make matters worse, during the summer months, this evil specimen takes the appearance of a big insect and sucks the blood of animals like horses. So be careful when you are on a ship with animals on board. Also, look out for large insects during the summer months. Most importantly, look after the otters! And that is the end of the podcast. Again, thank you for your continued support. It's always nice to see new listeners from new places, but it's also nice to see the original listeners continuing to listen to each episode, so I really do appreciate it. So look out for the next episode coming next week. I am Mark Smith. Thank you and goodbye.